morning, everybody. This is the Deacon. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise. I want to introduce my friend C.A. on the iHeartRadio Network here at beautiful Faith Studio 1 at the Tower in downtown Fort Worth. The Money Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio voted number one Christian podcast for 2021. Now, jingle, please, there, iHeartRadio, and coffee up and enjoy the music with C.A. Favorites.
Thank you, Deacon. Good morning, everybody. How you all doing? Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. It is a very cold morning this morning. 28 degrees up here up top the tower in downtown Fort Worth. Beautiful, beautiful scenery. Looking at all this beautiful frost. We had kind of a close to a hard freeze. Well, we got some great Christian music coming up. Before I get started on that, I want to remind you of questions, comments, suggestions. Hey, you can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. How about let's kick it off with We the Kingdom and Holy Water.
Walking down this desert road, water for my thirst. is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors. In the courtrooms, no debate. Work on earth has been suspended as the king comes through the gate. The king is coming. The king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sound.
Amen. The Gaither Vocal Band, The King is Coming. Oh, I just love that song, and I know you do too as well. Well, welcome to Sunday Morn Praise. Good morning, everybody. How are you all doing? I hope you're doing well. They got the stock show kicking off down here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, not too far from me. They did not have the stock show parade, simply being because we had high winds. And when you're up in the tower, you are surrounded by glass. So for safety reasons, they did not, for the first time ever in really a long time, have the stock show parade. It's one of the biggest and best that we do have over here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. So they do have the, if you're in town, going up until about first weekend of February, stop by and check out the Fort Worth Stock Show. I've always went over the years, and I got to tell you, it's very nice. But today, as you're getting coffeeed up, let's do a Bible devotion. Our Bible devotion today on a Sunday is pray about your problems. Let me ask you something before I get started. Do you ever pray about your problems? C.A., what are you talking about? Well, when you have problems, do you pray about it? Do you give it to God and say, God, you know, here's my situation. Here's what's going on in my life, whether it's a relationship problem, whether it's just financial situation, whether it's your kids, your grandkids, whatever it may be. You always want to pray and give it to God. Well, the book of Philippians, chapter 4 and verse 6, Scripture says, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about what? Everything. That's right. So what do you do when you have a problem? Do you worry? Well, most of us do. But does worry solve the problem? Think about that. No, it doesn't. So if you worry doesn't solve the problem, why worry? You know, the Bible account about Habakkuk gives us an example for problem solving. Habakkuk received a letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Habakkuk went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Then Habakkuk prayed before God. Find that in the book of 2 Kings chapter 19, and you can read verses 14 to 15. Instead of turning to God as his first source, like we often should do as a last resort, follow Habakkuk's formula, turn to God first. That's right, turn to God first with your problems, for only he is capable of handling them in a way that will be at your best entrance according to his perfect will. So, what are you getting at, CA? I'm getting at this. Give it to God. Lord of Lord, King of Kings, Almighty God. Lincoln Burster hit it off. Love the Lord.
Strength. Love the Lord your God. is this?
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
The late, great Rich Mullins, Awesome God. Really, there's a bunch of artists that can sing that song, but in my opinion maybe only, Rich Mullins is the only one that can sing Awesome God and really touch it, and that is his one of his many signature songs, guys. Yeah, it's been a long time since we lost him. He died around the same year that Lady Di died. Or Princess Diana, I should say, had passed. Before I get ready to play this next song, I want to encourage you, if you get a chance and you got YouTube, maybe YouTube Premium, where you don't even have to listen to all the commercials, and if you don't, that's fine. I want you to search up, if you haven't watched it already, there was a movie that was out on him. True story, Rich Mullins and the Ragamuffin Band, talks about his whole life. I encourage you to search that up on YouTube, and then there's a button you can hit on most of your smart TVs, shoot it from your phone to your television, enjoy watching that, especially during cold weather days, and be blessed by it. His original movie I watched, I remember renting it on Netflix. It's not on there no more. A few years ago, and I really got blessed. I've never seen the movie. I've heard people tell me, "CA, you got to watch it." So it was an honor. Okay, I'm going to play Two Carmen back to back. We lost him. It'd be a year in February. Hard to believe, my friend Carmen. I got Two Carmen back to back, so I want to play for you all, because we are going to continue to play the legendary Carmen music here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, okay? You can go back to my archives. You can hear my tribute for almost a year ago that I did for Carmen. So, again, it was hard to believe February be a year that he had passed. So, anyway, we're going to go ahead, and it's time for, like he says, let's PTL, time to praise the Lord. Here we go, Mr. Carmen. Get ready to boogie-woogie as you get ready for church or watch on, church online services. Good morning on Sunday Morning Praise with CA.
Stand. so many years ago still stands strong today. For the scripture says that the life of the flesh is in the blood, and the wages of sin is death. But one day, 2,000 years ago, you shed your blood, you gave your life, and you paid the death penalty for my sins on the cross of Calvary. And I want to praise you for it. That's why, right now, I want to thank you. Thank you for being my deliverer. Thank you for giving me new life. Thank you for making me a new creation in Christ. When I look back at what the world has done to me, and what the cross has done for me, there's no question in my mind when I say, the world behind me.
There we go. There's two Carmen back to back for some of my listeners that have requested that. So I'm going to read one more Bible devotion on Sunday for you. Sunday, January the 16th. Hard to believe. Very cold day up top the tower up here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Welcome all. Welcome everybody. IMCA, your on-air personality, biblical encourager, and your friend. And I'm always reachable again. My email address, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Gang, also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I do a lot of live casts. Haven't done any this year, but we got some that are coming up. All right, well, let's talk a little bit. We're going to go back to the days of Job, and this is a problem of suffering, and he's a great example. If you go to Job in Scripture, chapter 23 and verse 11, it says, I have kept his way and turned aside. You know, some scholars, they do think that Job may be the oldest book in the Bible. Now, whether that is true or not, it certainly deals with one of humanity's oldest questions. Why does God allow suffering? Think about that for a moment. Why does God allow suffering? Well, it isn't an easy issue because it goes to the heart from our deepest questions about God. After all, the argument runs is, how could a loving and gracious God allow suffering? To put it another way, if God lets us suffer, he must not love us. But that conclusion is false. Always remember that God does love us, and the proof is suffering when he allowed his son to endure it on the cross. What then is the question to this old age question? Well, the key is to understand the character of God. This is what Job discovered. No, God gave him a logical, complete answer for his suffering, but through his experience, Job came to realize that God can be trusted because he is merciful and loving. And you can trust him too, not because he always gives you the answers, but simply because he is God. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to play a couple of more before we close out on Sunday Morning Praise with CA as we get ready for Martin Luther King Day on Monday. And now this is a Toby Mac, I Am Sorry.
We started out strong, but somewhere along we lost our way. Done things in your name, I'm so ashamed, I don't have the words to say. We've killed and destroyed, stolen and blamed, all in your name. You told us to give, told us to love, but we chose to take. You laid down your life, put power aside, showed us the way and the truth. We roll in the church, open the word, and forget that we're called to include. Now it's long overdue, but I can't dilute what we seem to have put on the shelf. Speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. Celebrate the rich and the beautiful with a wide open door. I'm sorry we're nothing like you. You chose to bear a cross. We choose to give you parts of us and rarely the parts that cost. Now it's long overdue, but I can't dilute what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say I'm sorry.
Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
I won't fear.
I won't fear.
I'm filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
My cup's overflowing. My cup's overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
No weapon can harm me.
Jesus. I won't fear.
Say this with me.
Amen. There we go. By request, Psalms 23, people and songs. And yes, indeed, you are not alone because God is always with you. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, let's lead off in prayer. Again, thank you for tuning in to our radio show this morning on Sunday Morn Praise, or whether it's morning, afternoon, evening, or the next day. At least you're part of it. And I thank you, and subscribe to any of my networks that are out there. That would be, we're syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, you name it. We're all over the market. All right, well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us. Let us have a great Sunday and bring us back ever so safely, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA. I'm fixing to saddle up and leave the tower here at the iHeartRadio studio, Faith Studio 1, and I'm going to go bundle up and get out of here. So y'all have a great Sunday and enjoy your day, and we'll talk again soon. Bye for now.